This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blad is Masechta Yevamah, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara just said that we learn that from the Pasuk of Ad Melois Yemei Tahara, Kivan Shemolo Yomeha Tahara, that for Truma you need Harav Shemesh. And the Gemara asks, Maskefla Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi, can you say Truma is written over here? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Dabra el B'nai Yisrael, speak to the B'nai Yisrael. This is talking about a Yoylad. That's only Ela B'nai Yisrael. I only know the B'nai Yisrael. Giyoyres v'shifra v'shivcha m'shachreres minayin. How do I know a Giyoyres and a freed slave? Talmud Loimer, therefore the Pasuk says, Isha, a woman, any woman. This pasuk of Yoled, this is talking about any woman. Now, how could you say we're talking about truma? A giyores and a shivcha are not capable of eating truma. V'isakadaitach v'truma, giyores v'shivcha b'nois mecha truma ninu? Amar Rava, Rava said, v'loi, they're not. V'haksiv, but the pasuk says, v'chol kodesh lo siga. We darshin v'chol kodesh lo siga is referring to truma. The rabbi said, "Truma elakram mili mili kachashiv." The pasuk is just enumerating various halachas. Some of them are referring to truma, and the pasuk, the psukim that refer to shivcha and giyores, obviously are not referring to truma. Now, the Gemara wants to know now, utlasa kroy b'truma lamli. We just basically delineated that there are three psukim by truma. It says lo yeyachal ad asher yitar, which we say is referring to truma. Uva hashemesh v'taher. And ad malois yimei tahara, says the Gemara, tzricha any of them. Dimi ad asher yitar. If it would just say ad asher yitar, lo havi yadana, b'maya wouldn't know what the tahara is. Therefore, kos rachmano ba hashemesh v'taher, the pasuk says harav shemesh. Vi kos rachmano ba hashemesh v'taher, hani mili dela bar kapara. Maybe that's only when there's no kapara to bring. Aval de bar kapara, when there's a kapara to bring, when there are karbanos to bring, ema, I would say ad demaisi kapara, until a kapara is brought. So therefore, kasa rachmana ad malois yimei tahara. V'kasa rachmana ad malois, that if the Torah says ad malois yimei tahara, that even when there's a carbon, you don't have to wait for the carbon, you could be tahar b'harav shemesh. Havamina filo b'loi tefila, I would think even without tefila, therefore kasa rachmana ad asher yitar. The merciful one wrote until he is tahar, which indicates that not only ad malois yimei tahara, but until you go to the mikvah. Now, ulahach tana de palagale tana bei Rabbi Shmuel, and the tana that argues on the tana bei Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, he says, b'zav ba'al gimariyah, samsar mukhla da kasam adabra, that we are talking about a mechusar kippurim. And ad asher yitar is until you bring kapara, v'hai ad asher yitar, ad demaisi kapara, trey koi b'kachim lamali. So then, if both of these sukkim are talking about kachim, and they're saying that you have to bring the carbon in order to eat the kachim, why do I need two psukim by kachim? Says Gemara Tzricha, I need both of them. The kasarach wanna be your ledes. If the Torah would just write a pasuk by your ledes, Misham de Maruba Tamasa, I would think it's because her tuma is very great. She's tame for 40 days or 80 days. Aval Bazav Azov, that's only tame for 7 days. Emalai, I would say that he doesn't have to wait for the carbon to be brought to eat the kachim. V'kasa rachmana b'zav, if the Torah would just write the pasuk by zav, d'lay huter meklalay, there's never a heter on the emission of a zav. Ava yoledes, but a yoledes, where there is a heter on her dam tahara, eimaloy, I would think, she doesn't have to wait until her kapara is brought. Tzricha, therefore I need both of those psukim. Now the Gemara discovers another pasuk that is said by Truma. It says, b'mayim yuva v'tamei ara arev, that the tame is washes in water, and he's tame until the evening. Lamali, what do I need that for? Rav Zera, this teaches me not that someone who is tame has to wait till Harav Shemesh to eat truma, but linagia, that someone who is tame cannot even touch truma until Harav Shemesh. Linagia, to touch it. The Tani we learned in Brisa v'tame. It says v'tame ara arev v'taher. He will be tamei till evening, and then he will become tahar. Now, it doesn't say v'yitar, but rather v'taher, which implies he was tahar from before. So the Gemara says, yachol akol. It says v'tamei. he's tamei yachal lekal. I would think he would be tamei for everything. Tamid loymer, no, vitaher. Actually, you are tahar for certain things. Since it doesn't say vitar, you will be tar. But vitaher implies you were tar to begin with. Therefore, I learn out from there that you are tahar for certain things even before Harev Shemesh, namely Meiser. Vi vitaher, and if it would say vitaher, yachal lekal, I would think you are tahar. You were tar for everything, even for truma. Tamid loymer vitamei. Ha ketzad kana meiser kana truma. That for meiser, you're tahar to touch it even before Harav Shemesh, and for Chuma, you're tamei to touch it before Harav Shemesh. Says Gemara ve'ebachana, why don't we flip it? Maybe you're allowed to touch Chuma, you're not allowed to touch Meiser. Says Gemara Mestabra, it's logical, ki hechid de chamira, achila de Chuma, achila de Meiser, just like eating of Chuma is more chamer than eating of Meiser, namely Meiser, you don't have to wait for Harav Shemesh, and Chuma you do. Hachanami chamira negir de Chuma negir de Meiser, so too touching of Chuma is more chamer than touching of Meiser. Or, says Gemara, we could say that there's a totally different pasuk from which we learn out. You're not allowed to touch truma until Harav Shemesh. You buy same negia de truma hachnafka. We learn out touching of truma from here. It says b'chol kodesh leisiga. Don't touch any truma. As hara lo oichel. That's a warning not to eat truma b'tama. And again, maybe it's a warning not to touch truma b'tama. Says Gemara, tamalay b'chol kodesh leisiga. Don't touch any truma. V'yala mikdash loisava, in juxtaposed to it is, don't enter the mikdash. Makish kodesh the mikdash. It compares eating kodshim to going into the mikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama, just like going into the mikdash is something that one is chayiv misa for if they're tamei, av kodesh, so too by kodshim, davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Now, there is netilas neshama, there is a chayiv misa if one eats chuma b'tama, but there's no a netilas neshama if one touches truma b'tama, uvenegiya netilas neshama leka. So therefore it's talking about eating truma. Why does it say b'chol kodesh lo yisiga? V'hai, the avke, b'lashon negiya, the reason why it speaks about eating, b'lashon negiya, hachi kamer negiya ka'achila, touching is like eating, just like eating, you have to wait till Harav Shemesh, touching, you have to wait until Harav Shemesh as well. Now we're going to discuss the next part of the Mishnah, namely, that a petsua daka, someone of crushed beitzim, crushed testicles, is allowed to eat truma, but his wife cannot if he lived with her. Psua daka v'chulu. Man tana mishtamer s'l biya psua d'araisa achla. Now his wife is allowed to eat truma, provided he didn't live with her yet, even though he is primed to live with her, which means, even though she's waiting for a biya psua, because if she does live with him, she becomes a chalala, because lo yavai psua daka b'kal Hashem. Nevertheless, even though she's mishtamer s'l biya psua, she's allowed to eat truma. Now this was seems to have been learned in a machloikas and daf nun vav amar beis aman al kain gado grusha v'chalutz al kain hedyoid, where they did erusin and they didn't have relations yet. The Reb Meir holds that the woman cannot eat truma because she's mishtamer s'l biya psula, and Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon say that you can eat truma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, b'machlokes shnuya. This matter was disputed earlier, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimoni. And the Tana of our Mishnah, on the first Mishnah in Ha'aral, goes like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, that Mishnah Merasa Bila Psula is kosher. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afil Temer Rameir. You could even say it's Rameir who said, Amon al Kohen God, or Grusha v'chalutz al Kohen Hedyoid, is not allowed to eat chuma because she's mishtameres le biya psula. Shani hacha, here it's different, shekvar achla, where in our Mishnah, since she already ate on account of the fact that she's married to this petsua daka, so the halacha is she could continue to eat. However, amal kohen gadol grusha v'chalutz al kohen hedyoid, where she wasn't eating because of that relationship yet, so she cannot continue to eat. You could even say it's Rav Meir. Shani Hacha here. It's different. Shekvar Achal. She already began to eat. Rav Lazar holds Shekvar Achal Ayaminan. We don't say that since she began to eat, so she could continue to eat. And therefore, if Rav Meir holds that by Grusha V'chalutza, Kohen Hedyoid, Amalei Kohen Gadol, she cannot eat, Rav Meir would say that as well over here. D'iloi Teimachi, says Rav Lazar, that it has to be that shekvar achla is not a svara. Otherwise, bas yisrael shenasa l'koin, bas yisrael that marries a koin, umeis, bala, and her husband died, toichal, she should be able to continue to eat chuma, on account of the fact that she once ate. So obviously, shekvar achla is not a svara. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, shekvar achla is a svara. It's just when the husband dies, his kinyan dissipates. As opposed to, by a psuadaka, the kinyan is not paka. It's just, he's not living with her. And therefore, so long as the kinyan is there, she could continue to eat. Says the Gemara, Ezel Psuadaka. What is Psuadaka? Tanu Rabbana, Ezel Psuadaka, Kosha Nifzu Ubeitzim Shalai. If his testicles are crushed, Vafil Achas Mehen, even one of them, Vafil Nikfu, even if it's pierced, Vafil Nimaiku, even if it's dissolved, Vafil Chasu, even if a little bit is missing. Amr Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shab Yochim, Ben Broika, Shamati Mipi Chachamim, Karim B'Yavna. I heard from the sages in Karim B'Yavna, Kosha Inlai Ela Beitza Achas. If someone has only one testicle, Ina Ela Srischama, is considered Srischama, which is normally a impotent person from an illness. The kosher, and this person remains kosher, lovely b'kahal. Says Gemara, Srischama sakadaito, someone who's born with one testicle, that's like an illness, that's not an illness, that's how he was born. Says Gemara, Ela harehu kisrischama, he has the halachic standards of a Srischama, the kosher, and he is kosher, lovely b'kahal. Not that he is a Srischama, but he is tantamount to one. Okay, we'll hold it over here, but Bezalel Hashem, pick it up tomorrow night, Ayin Hey Amud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.